God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Many a heroic effort has been fueled by the courage of conviction. It's been fueled by courage. Sometimes courage is the difference between success and failure. You know, the Bible tells us about a people, the nation of Israel, that were going in to possess the land that God had promised. God had made a promise that they were to respond in obedience and thus possess the land that God had promised to them. And Moses is recounting their experiences in the past, and he says about the spies who brought back the evil report in verse 26, "Notwithstanding, despite God's promise of the land, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us." Not only had they failed to see God's goodness, they were attributing bad motives to God's actions in bringing them out of Egypt. They seemed to think that certain slavery was better than faith and freedom in the days ahead. In verse 28, Moses goes on to say, the people said, "Whither shall we go up? How can we do this? Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there." So they were coming up to a land that was greater than them, that had cities that were walled up to the heavens, that were defended by giants. And the courage was taken right out of them. The courage was gone from them. Now, the truth is, they could go into Canaan land because they had someone greater with them than they would face and would oppose them. Now, sometimes courage is the difference between success and failure. And so you look at those verses and see the discouragement of the people. And that is in stark contrast to what Moses was encouraging them to do in encouraging Joshua in coming days. Verse 38, Moses says, "But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." In other words, encourage him. The difference between Israel's conquest and defeat was largely courage and the courage of conviction, that is, courage of being convinced of what God had said. Two ways you can put courage in other people. Number one is point them to the promise. Look at the promise. In verses 8 and 21, we are reminded of the promise that God had given them. "Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it." How? "As the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged." Fear and lack of courage came from forgetting the promise that God had made. God is always true to his word. God says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And sometimes the way we get courage is just to look back at the promise that God has made. The second way to put courage into others is to look at the past. Now, not to focus on the past in the sense that we live back there, but to remember that the God who made the promise is the God that gave the provision. In verse 29, Moses says, "Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them." Dread is a fear that looks forward. Don't do that, he says. "The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes." God is not sending you in blindly. God is leading you in faithfully. And he says, God will do that just like he did before your eyes back in Egypt. And in the wilderness, he says in verse 31, "where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee as a man doth bear his son in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place." God was going to lead them, and God was going to carry them like a father, a child, with tender and yet ferocious love. Tender towards the child and ferocious towards anyone who would endanger that same child. So the truth today is that I need to have courage by looking back and looking forward and seeing God's provision, God's providence, God's providence in both. And I need to encourage someone today. Can you think of anyone that needs encouragement? You say, yeah, me. I'm the one that needs encouragement. Well, you know, sometimes the way to get what you want is to give what you need. You cannot give courage to others without gaining some of it yourself. You cannot remind others of the promises of God without being helped by that yourself. You cannot remind others of God's past provision without being reminded of it yourself. Today, is a day where we need to follow God and trust Him. Sometimes courage is the difference between success and failure. Take courage and share some with other people. Share some courage, encourage someone who is doing right thing today.